Performance Auto Mall, soon to be Hendrick South Point, brings you this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. Everyone knows about gun violence in our schools. This latest shooting down in Florida has galvanized students all over America, including local students at our local high schools. Zach Johnson and Caitlin Grubb of Chapel Hill High School, Naya Farrington of Carborough High, and Max Poteet of East Chapel Hill are among the organizers of this week's walkout against gun violence.
Following the Sunday of the shooting, a group of parents had gotten together and brought their kids to Youth Works. That laid the foundation. We came up with a logo and we talked about what we wanted to do in response to this. And was it either the walkout, doing some social activism, like a rally? And we had decided that we would continue the work of the Parkland students, create a unified message for the walkout.
It was like a yet again moment, just because within my generation, we've seen these things become more like a norm. So seeing this happen was just like another step of what are we going to do now, or what has been done, because it's continuing to happen.
Zach, Caitlin, Naya, and Max are this week's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Just seeing like some of the videos that the kids posted and like the pictures, just the effects of it, I think really impacted it, since like with Sandy Hook, like the elementary school kids, they didn't have phones, so they didn't post anything about it. So the high school kids really like visually showed it more than all the other ones.
We went around to different businesses, and then when people had heard that businesses were donating, most of the community wanted to get behind it, and that's just when it started pouring in. 12,000.
Wow.
In less than a week.
And we also had enough money to get the middle schoolers like wristbands, so they're able to participate too.
As you know, one of the proposed solutions to gun violence in our schools is to arm teachers. Students don't think that's a good idea.
Our main goal was to enforce universal background checks and hold the standard to everybody. We shouldn't create more fear and place more guns in our school.
The students' coordinated efforts go way beyond the walkout.
We have actually a lot of initiatives going on at the high schools to sort of make sure that students will stay involved after this walkout. I know that throughout the nation there will be other protests and walkouts throughout the school year, so we'd hopefully participate in those as well. But registering students to vote and making sure that students write letters to their representatives, and just doing a lot to try to get the student population engaged and making sure that they're active citizens.
We have a website, enoughchc.org, where there's a donation link, and that provides our goals of the walkout are and why we're walking out.
Let's give the students a chance. Adults haven't been able to get anything done. Congratulations, Max Poteet, Naya Farrington, Caitlin Grubb, and Zach Johnson. This week's WCHL Hometown Heroes. Remember, at Performance Auto Mall, soon to be Hendrick South Point, they carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick certified pre-owned vehicles. They can find your next automobile, no matter what the brand. And they promise to wow you.